how can we all come together as women to really start breaking down these barriers and supporting one another? So when we do come into the industry, we stay in the industry as well.
I think we're still dealing with the lack of awareness about how amazing this industry is.
If you've got a passion for tech, you don't need to have 100% of the capabilities to apply for a position. No one has all the capabilities for a role. And if they do, they're probably overqualified, to be honest.
What excites you about where we're going with these quick advancements in technology, but also what scares you as well?
AI won't take your job. It's someone using AI that will actually take your job.
For people listening to this right now that maybe are running HR teams or tech teams or anything, I think having some focus groups within your business to support women in tech or just to support people in general is extremely beneficial. Helen and Merin, that's got a beautiful ring to it, by the way. Welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast. It's an absolute pleasure to have you both here today. Now, we're going to get into a really interesting conversation this morning, and I'm really excited to share this with the Career Confidence community. But before we dive into your roles at 7-Eleven, what got you into technology and all the great topics we're going to talk about today, can we just get a bit of an introduction to who you both are? So Helen, I'm going to go to you first. Give a little bit of introduction to the audience.
Look, firstly, it's good to be here and thank you for having me today. A bit about myself. Look, I've been in a professional workforce for over 15 years now, actually, and initially started off in marketing, but then made a gradual transition into the digital area by managing company social media channels, website, and mobile applications. And then as my journey progressed, I took on more responsibilities and I stepped in into roles of product owner, digital channel lead. And this position allowed me to have an impact on shaping the company digital presence and customer experience. Well, and now in my most recent role as a delivery lead within 7-Eleven, I'm taking charge of ensuring successful project execution and overseeing a seamless delivery of different digital initiatives within the business.
Amazing. We're going to go into that career transition in a bit, but Merin, over to you now.
Thanks, Georgie, and thanks for having us today. My journey's quite a bit different. It's not certainly the traditional sort of tech background, so I actually commenced in department stores and for about 15 years actually started working in store roles, management roles in stores. So I had the pleasure of working directly in line with the customer, loved it, being at the centre of everything that we do. From there, I actually then moved on into the support office in the department store with Myer, and I spent 10 years there working across sort of merchandise buying areas of women's wear, children's wear. I actually led the intimate apparel business for a number of years. And from there, I had the great opportunity to establish and run the program management office that Maya stood up back then. And from there, went on to transformation initiatives across the property portfolio. So my background there was quite broad. And for me, after 25 years working sort of in the department store environment, I took a little bit of time out for about 4 or 5 months. And then I actually took a role with 7-Eleven to head their IT PMO, or program management office back then in the technology area. So that's the connection for me, having sort of had some experience in the PMO at Myer, sort of heading across to 7-Eleven. From there, I then, with the restructures and some work that happened in 7-Eleven over the last couple of years, I actually landed to lead our technical delivery lead group in technology at 7-Eleven. So a little bit of a different background to Helen, but certainly landed myself in technology and absolutely loving it.
Incredible. Thank you for those introductions. And what I really like about both your backgrounds is the way you've come from really understanding the customer. Like Helen, for example, you come from that marketing background where it's all about understanding the customer and what they want and their experiences. And Merin, you sort of worked in the store, so you sort of understand the sort of like the buying habits and things. And I think that really probably has helped you both advance in your career as well. Because, you know, when it comes to technology, when you're sort of selling products online and things, you need to understand who you're selling to. So I think that understanding the customer's buying habits is really, really important. So look, there's a lot of women that we are speaking to on a daily basis that would love to transition into a career in technology. I honestly get DM'd a lot on LinkedIn, like, where should I begin? Or, you know, like, Maren, your story is really interesting. You know, you went from that store into the head office. So what do you think in terms of like advice that you would have for women or anyone listening to this podcast that is wanting to get ahead in their career, potentially transition to a more head office role? Let's just focus mostly on technology here. What would you think the first step would be, and what was that first step for you? So Helen, we'll go to you first.
For me, when I actually stepped into digital and IT area a few years back, I actually realized it's a world of constant evolution and innovation. And for me, it's remarkable to see how rapidly new technologies and trends emerge and the fast-paced nature of this industry and what keeps things fresh and exciting. There is also never a dull moment because there is always something new to discover, right, and explore and experiment. And it's a playground for creative minds and innovative thinkers. What truly excites me about working in this field is actual opportunity to be at the forefront of technology, right? You get to witness and contribute to the transformative power of digital advancements. And this industry thrives on creativity and innovation and allowing us to dream big and actually think outside of the box. And the best part of this is the journey never ends within tech, right? There is always more to learn, more skill to acquire, and more ways to make an impact, right? It's a career path that keeps us all engaged, challenging and adapting and growing with the industry as well. And for all females and for all actually people who would like to get into this industry, I think, again, from my side, the first step is actually just do a bit more research, right? Try to spend time and understand which area in particular excites you, right, first. So again, it all could be talking to different people within the industry, perhaps even doing some short online courses, watching tutorials. It's also about engaging with the community, right? Talking to, picking a mentor or person in that field, and again, lean on that person to unpack a bit more. But I think in reality, don't be afraid to take that first step. It's an exciting career in technology, absolutely.
I completely agree. Maren, how about you? What advice would you sort of give, and sort of maybe for reflecting on your career as well and looking back, like what was sort of the first step that you took personally in your journey?
Yeah, look, just building on Helen as well, it's an awesome career being in tech. And, you know, tech's all about the digital transformation in the business today. So there's such a focus on tech. You know, it's central to business success. It's certainly evolving and innovating constantly. And that's what I really love about it. It's fast paced. You know, you get the opportunity to be exploring new things on the ground, new products, solutions. It's dynamic. It changes every day. And, you know, tech's also can be a great salary earner too for women and for people in general. But it's a fantastic opportunity to really make a difference. So for me, you know, getting started in tech, I think, you know, my advice would certainly be definitely talk to other people in the tech space. You know, I think there's especially women, about different roles and explore yourself about what you're definitely sort of interested in and what you're looking to sort of pursue for you that next step. Maybe consider getting a mentor as well. I think that's something that, you know, we all talk a lot about, someone to be a sounding board. You know, it's an interesting space to navigate, having sort of a male dominated sort of industry, but having a mentor to really be that sounding board, I think, you know, joining industry-specific network groups like yourself, Sisterhood Club, Georgie, getting insights from others. You know, I think being curious, it's all about networking. Networking is just really, really critical. So network, and continuing to sort of expand, you know, your training and your skill set and building on that knowledge, I think is critical. But it's such an exciting industry with so many opportunities, and, you know, we need more women to be, you know, pushing into that space and challenging ourselves.
Amen to that. I completely agree. And look, I think the exciting thing, I think we can all agree, is that it has come a long way. Like, I've been recruiting in technology now for over 10 years. And when I first started, I actually came from a beauty background. So I was doing, like, you know, skincare and working with women all the time, constantly. I didn't often work with many men. And then flip then into a career in recruitment, and especially in technology. I can't remember in the first 2 years of my career speaking to many women, meeting with many women hiring managers, you know, placing many women. And because I was so aware, having gone from a very female dominated industry into a very male dominated industry, I think I've always had that conscious awareness of, like, why aren't there more women in this sector? When I was experiencing placing men on fantastic salaries, like you said, Merin, you know, they were getting promoted very quickly. There was lots of flexibility. There were so many positives that I was experiencing when I was placing people in technology. So I'd love to sort of dive into now, like, what do you think some of the barriers are to entry, and how, I guess, how can we all come together as women to really start breaking down these barriers and supporting one another? So when we do come into the industry, we stay in the industry as well, because what I'm also seeing is that people are coming in and leaving because they don't feel supported. They don't feel seen and valued. So Helen, we'll come to you again first. Like, what do you think are some of the barriers, and how can we overcome these?
It's a really good question, Georgie. I think we're still dealing with the lack of awareness about how amazing this industry is, right? Mm-hmm. Many people might still have a perception of IT space, thinking it's only about coding and robotics, right? And perhaps this is not something that might be motivating for females, right? However, in reality, IT industry offers a diverse range of career paths, and there are numerous different opportunities for women to thrive and excel in this field, right? Yes, we could go from development to testing. There is also UX design, content creation, cybersecurity, strategy, management. So the tech industry provides a wide range of possibilities for women. So it's all about leveraging technology to make a positive impact and solve problems. So in my opinion, I believe by creating a greater awareness and breaking down some of these stereotypes, we can encourage more women to explore and actually getting into career in IT. It's an industry that values innovation, creativity, collaboration, and women have so much to contribute.
I completely agree. Naren, how about you? What's your thoughts?
It's a great question. Probably from a barriers point of view, I think, you know, yes, it is male dominated. You know, we just lack female role models and mentors in general for women in the industry. I think, you know, if you've got a passion for tech, you don't need to have 100% of the capabilities to apply for a position. And I know that's something I know is very true to your heart, Georgie. You know, people feel that, you know, women have to have everything to be able to apply for a role, and that's not the case. No one has all the capabilities for a role, and if they do, they're probably overqualified, to be honest. So, you know, I think we really need to encourage more women to apply for those tech-based roles. We've got to really break that lack of confidence, and we need to work on that together. And I think, you know, how can we change it? You know, we definitely need more mentors. We've got to, whether that, you know, right through coming from sort of the STEM program would be ideal. I think that's where a big opportunity is, to provide more guidance and support, you know, to women in their career path, help them navigate, you know, through that sort of male-dominated industry. I think we need to seek out more professional associations and networking groups. I think that would certainly, like Sisterhood Club, would be a really fantastic opportunity, and bring those like-minded people together, supporting each other and helping to educate each other to find a new role in tech. And I think, you know, organisations have a lot of work to do, in my view, to really look at innovative ways with recruitment as well. So, you know, what are we doing, you know, to push the plastic in the sense of, you know, looking at going to market? Are we looking for equal CVs to look at a role and present that as opportunities so that we're not just skewing to more male dominated? And we know today when we get, you know, we go to market, you know, we're still receiving the majority are male CVs. So we're certainly, you know, working hard to find that balance. And when we're going to market, you know, get 50-50 and try and actually assess roles with more women as part of our review process. So I certainly think there's lots of opportunities you know, establishing probably a network within, you know, the tech area focused on supporting and growing women, and something that we're doing with TechWise in 7-Eleven at the moment is another great opportunity to really enhance and build, bring together women within the tech space and continue to grow and support them. So,
yeah, and you've actually just made me want to go on to the TechWise, because I think what you're doing there in at 7-Eleven is absolutely fantastic. And you both said something that I completely agree with, that whole sort of role model. I think it's really, really important. And we have a saying at Sister Club that we cannot be what we cannot see. And that's why, again, this is part of the reason why I started this podcast, was to elevate female voices. And for women listening to this that are thinking, oh, maybe a career in technology, you know, there's too many barriers to entry, or it's not for me, or it's male dominated. It's like, let's just break that stigma and let's just go, yes, it can be for you. And this is why it's amazing. And this is the opportunities and the innovation that's happening. And I think it's reframing it to explain to people as well that everything that you interact with day to day is kind of you interacting with technology. Every time you pick up your phone, every time you use your laptop, every time you're on Facebook, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever it is, we use tech every single day, and you can shape that. You can be a part of the evolution. And if that doesn't excite you, then, you know, like you say, go and see what's coming with AI and the future of technology. So before we sort of go down that path, because that's a whole conversation itself about, you know, what excites you and scares you about what's coming with tech. But Merin, I'd love to go into more detail now about the TechWise group, because again, coming from a business point of view, that there'll be a lot of HR people listening to this, a lot of business owners listening to this that want to support the women that they have in their business already and really make sure they feel heard, they feel valued. And I think what you've done with TechWise at 7-Eleven is absolutely incredible. And I had the privilege of coming in and meeting a lot of the women in that group, and they're all incredibly inspiring, amazing women. So how did that idea come about, and how have you gone about implementing that into the 7-Eleven business? Could you talk more about that for the audience as well?
Yeah, absolutely, Georgie. Look, we decided at 7-Eleven just over 12 months ago that we really wanted to do more to support our women in 7-Eleven and make a difference within the tech space. So we established an employee network group, which is made up of women working within the tech space at 7-Eleven. And we established the group sort of in early 2022. So all women were invited to join. And, you know, we started with sort of 9 active members back there within our Women in Tech group. So it was quite a small group. We worked on setting ourselves a bit of a brand name and came together with sort of TechWise, which TechWise stands for Technology Women in 7-Eleven. So that tricky, but we really felt WISE was a strong word and allows for also other networks within 7-Eleven. So although we're starting TechWise within technology, the opportunity to then explore other women groups across the 7-Eleven network, whether that be in finance-wise or people-wise, it sort of gives us the opportunity to explore that more broadly moving forward. So and really our purpose is to be a driving force for greater gender balance across the tech space at 7-Eleven. It's ultimately where our focus is and the broader business, and to really provide support, sort of community and guidance for women in their everyday lives, both in their career and personal life. So, you know, we meet monthly to share ideas. So through a range of activities, communications, we have some guest speakers, And we're doing some mentoring with the group as well. We have a couple of us that are mentoring some of the team. And we do this just through regular connection. So we started, as I said, just over 12 months ago, and we had 9 women in tech then. We've got 19 today. So amazing. We're heading in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot of opportunities, and you know, it's small steps going forward, but I think you know, it is about retaining, developing and growing our existing team, but it's also about increasing our focus with our team on going to market and how we approach sort of our recruitment strategy. And you know, it wasn't long into the process, Georgie, when we realized that having an internal focus is great, but we really needed to look externally as well and bring that external lens into the work that we were doing. So perfect timing, or, you know, came together with yourself and Pam. And so we established a partnership with Sisterhood Club, predominantly so that we could have that additional support, that external lens into our business, an opportunity to build our networking and our collaboration, and working closely with yourself and Pam, looking at recruitment opportunities as well. But it really provides a great platform for us both internally and externally. And we're loving working with you guys. And it's certainly, you know, early days, but, you know, we're progressing and getting some great feedback from the business with the work that the team are doing.
Amazing. And one thing I would just want to actually say to you, Maren, as well, and to the team at 7-Eleven, is that there's a lot of people out there that talk a good talk, but you actually walk the walk. You generally have invested in a female-led business. You generally, you know, are helping us, you know, run our events and run our podcast. And that in itself, like, I just want everyone to know that, because, you know, there are companies out there that talk a good game, but actually don't do anything. You know, they say, oh, you know, they've got a good, you know, slogan and, you know, hashtag and things, but actually they're not really doing anything when you peel back the layers, whereas you are. Now, I want to actually ask this question to you both, because, you know, I think some people might listen to this and go, why do we need a women-based group? Like, what's the purpose of that? Like, in your personal opinions as, you know, professional women, why do you think it's important to have these smaller groups in companies and organizations set up for women? Like, any thoughts on why you think that is important for businesses to do that? Helen, Maren, whoever wants to answer that question, or both of you, over to you. It's an open for conversation topic.
Yeah, I can jump in, absolutely. I think it's a broader mission, right, to provide support, community and guidance for women within the business, right? So I think the purpose of all these female groups, it should be centered around creating a safe, supportive and inclusive environment, right? So then females can thrive in both their careers and personal lives as well, right? And again, I just want to reinforce what Maren was saying. So TechWise in particular, the group aimed to foster a culture of mentoring and growth, right? So with inclusion of groups like these, women can be empowered to reach their full potential and encouraged to bring their authentic selves to work each and every day. So I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, and just to build on that, I think, Georgie, you know, it's important that, you know, we have a voice for the women in tech particularly. You know, we are in a male-dominated area and love working with the men across our business. We have a great time working together, but we are a small group, and sometimes the voice is not necessarily heard. So bringing the group together, enabling each other to lean on each other, talk about what's going on in the business, reflect those things and support each other back in the working environment. I'm definitely seeing a real benefit of that. You know, we just need to continue to build that voice of the group and engage. And this is not about, you know, singling out and having all these separate groups. We're about engaging back into the business, but being able to have a forum where we can collectively come together, where we can share those ideas, is really important. And as we build, and you know, we're about 19 people today, and as we build that, then that influence and that support for women across the business, it just continues to grow. And our tech team, our business is very, very supportive as we're really putting a lens on how do we build that diversity across our business, particularly in the tech space. So it's important.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I also think about how women like to interact with each other. We're very social creatures. We like to talk, we like to express how we're feeling. And I think having a safe space to do that is really, really important. So I just want to just say, yeah, like, huge credit to what you're doing. And I think it's really, really inspiring. And for people listening to this right now that maybe are running HR teams or tech teams or anything, I think having some like focus groups within your business to support women in tech or just to support people in general is extremely beneficial. And, you know, from the great work that you're doing at 7-Eleven and all the benefits that you've seen, I think it's a fantastic case study of why it works. And, you know, I think, yeah, definitely encourage businesses to consider what you're doing and even reach out to you, to Merin and Helen, and just sort of find out more about the work that you're doing at TechWise. I think it is just such a great initiative and it's working really well within the business. But thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I wanted to quickly pop in and talk to you about our amazing supporter, CH Talent Solutions. We are an IT and digital recruitment company based in Australia. If you are someone right now looking for a new opportunity or considering a career pivot, please reach out to one of our consultants. Or if you are somebody looking to build your team or build your company or scale, again, please reach out to us if you are looking to find the best tech talent fast. I look forward to connecting with you. Now back to today's episode. Enjoy. Sort of moving back into sort of that whole technology and where we're going, and you know, like you can't not sort of work in technology and not see some of the headlines that are being, you know, sort of like plastered everywhere at the minute about, you know, AI and, you know, are we advancing too quickly? And I just think it's such a great conversation to have, because the way I want to sort of see technology go is I want it to be fair and inclusive. And I want to see more people have seats at the table, more voices at the table, because I think that's what's going to push technology in the right direction as opposed to the wrong direction. So but both of you, like what sort of like excites you about where we're going with these quick advancements in technology, but also what scares you as well? So Helen, do you want to go first? What excites you and what scares you, and how are you preparing for the future as well, and I guess staying relevant as well?
What topic? Artificial intelligence these days. Mm. I think AI has definitely become one of the most prominent advancements in the tech industry lately. And I think it seems like every major tech company today is either utilizing or producing AI in some capacity, actually. Look, I think in my opinion, AI has a potential to transform industries, right? By taking over dangerous jobs, right? Or assisting in complex tasks, such as where it would take us currently a long time to implement, right? And if you think like fiction movies we used to watch, AI could play a significant role in pushing the boundaries of space exploration, for example. It's an exciting prospect that AI could also help us find answers to some of the most challenging questions, right? Such as finding cures to diseases, right? And potentially extending our lifespan, right? But look, as we know, with any new technology, there are often concerns and fears. Fear, often known, I think that's probably the most prominent, right? And has been present probably since the internet was invented, I would say. And discussion around AI, often what we see include worries about mass unemployment or implications of super intelligence, right? As we continue to learn more about AI and its capabilities, I would say it's likely people will become more confident and comfortable using this technology, right? So education and understanding are the key in addressing these fears to me and building trust in AI systems. I also wanted to add that many industries already experiencing disruption, right, due to technological advancements, right? Even without the direct involvement of AI, right? Automation and streamline processes have already transformed various sectors, right? And they're making work more efficient and accessible. But look, I think in summary, AI holds some very great potential for the future. And yes, there are valid concerns. I think it's essential to focus on education, understanding, and actually responsible implementation, right? So because if we harness the power of AI and embrace its benefit, I think we can navigate the evolving technological landscape and drive positive change in different aspects of our lives.
Completely agree. How about you, Maren? What excites you? What scares you?
Very similar. And I think there's a great summary from Helen. I think, definitely, the improvement in processes and efficiencies, and it's really going to, significantly or fundamentally enhance sort of the human capacity of how we're evolving as in the tech space. I think, as Helen said, the fear of the unknown, it's always something that we're constantly challenge ourselves. There are all new things that come into play, and this is certainly, moving at a rapid sort of pace. I think, data privacy concerns, and people are all talking about, what that means, impacts to jobs, and which is all the things that, we're going to be talking about and are relevant. The spread of misinformation. There's many things that could go wrong. But like Helen, I think, it's being curious, leaning in. There's so many opportunities that the whole level of AI technology is going to present to us that, I think we need to be, curious. We need to be engaging with it. There's lots of articles, and I read one recently, and I think a quote that really resonated was that AI won't take your job. It's someone using AI that will actually take your job. And so the importance of really, just engaging and being curious and learning more about it is going to be really, really critical. And, we're evolving, with our ideas with that at 7-Eleven. It's early days, but we are curious. And I think, we'll continue to evolve as a business.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And yeah, it's scary, but it's also, for me, I'm always like, optimistic. I think, how can we use this to our benefit? How can we use this to stay ahead, advance, and just keep on learning and growing and utilizing this technology that we now have? And I think the one thing that probably does scare me personally is that, when I reflect on, I guess, my childhood, I remember dial up, that was just coming when I was a young teenager. And I think I reflect quite fondly on my childhood. I spent a lot of time outdoors. I spent a lot of time, away from technology. And now children are exposed at such a young age. And, I think that this is such an interesting topic because on one hand you go, well, technology is in our lives now. It is in our future. I don't want to not give my child a phone. I don't not want to give my child an iPad and a computer because they're going to be falling behind. And on the flip side, it's like, well, I want my child to have a childhood and I don't want them, scrolling on social media and just constantly playing video games. So you're obviously both parents and things. And how are you navigating this? Because yes, we want the future to be fair and inclusive, and we want young girls and young women to be moving into these careers and advancing, but at the same time, how can we protect their young minds so that they don't get that constant dopamine hit all the time and they get so addicted to technology that they don't know what it's like to live without it? I think that sort of does play on my mind as well with where we're going. So any thoughts on that, both being parents? I mean, obviously, Maren, I know you're trying a bit more older now, but what do you personally think, and how do you think it is going to impact the younger generation? Helen, over to you first.
I think, again, George, a really good question. From my side, it's all about balance, right? So I have a daughter, and definitely she has access to latest technologies. They study all the tech and IT lessons at school. But yes, so I think there is no point protecting them from using the latest technology. I think it's all about how we actually introduce it responsibly, right? How we balance it and how we explain what are the benefits and what are the things that they need to be mindful. So I always talk to my daughter, and we have ongoing conversations of the use of technology, what AI currently can help with, and what potentially the future is. But it's also about being transparent, I guess, and building that connection with your child. Just actually have an adult conversation with her all the time, just explaining benefits, the challenges. Look, in my family, look, myself and my husband, we're both in tech, so I think she can definitely see, I guess, the daily challenges, and she can hear all the interesting conversations. And I think that's the good thing, because I really want her to be aware what's happening in technology, how it's all evolving, think about the possibilities. So yes, have an open mind. I think that's kind of one way our kids can be more engaged and think about, oh, what can I do with technology? But at the same time, yes, understand it's all also about responsibility, right? So it's responsible use of technology and the right use of technology. So again, conversation, being open, transparent, and always explaining and providing more information to your child, I think always benefit.
And just building on that as well, my experience, completely agree. Communication is absolutely key, and from an early stage. And, you know, there's so much everywhere, wherever they go, you need to start early and be open with the communications, keep the lines open. You know, there's always, you know, some guardrails and some things that you put around that, and everyone's a little bit different within their home environment and how things are set up. And, you know, we used to have regular, you know, open access when they were working, when they were younger, when my boys were younger, working on homework or playing games or whatever it was, they would be in an open environment. So, you know, we would also have that access to them, so not locked away in their rooms. But I think right up front, like Helen's saying, you know, we just continued to talk about, you know, some of the learnings that we've had and being transparent, you know, and some of the things, you know, not scaring them to the point that, you know, they can't sleep, but, you know, being open and honest about the good things about technology and the things that can go wrong, and having those constant conversations is really, really important. And I know for parents, it's a constant challenge to sort of navigate it. And we all do things differently, but, you know, my key call out is just talking about it constantly, reinforcing sort of key messages, and sharing things and doing things with them online as well, and exploring things together. I think sort of work for us. My boys are a lot older now, but, you know, getting those foundations in early is really important.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, it's such a hot topic. And obviously, you know, Pam's not here today, but she's got a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old, and, you know, they are growing up, you know, at such a quick, I swear they're growing up quicker than what I used to. It's not scary to watch. It's interesting to watch. And at the end of the day, you've got to embrace change, right? Everything's constantly changing. Everything's constantly evolving. But I think over these next 2 decades, we're going to have more change than probably what we've experienced in my whole lifetime so far. And that's going to be very interesting. And it's going to be, yeah, fascinating to watch how the younger generation navigate this. But, you know, I was looking at the new Apple, you know, VR headset, and it's just like this whole virtual world. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I'm a bit like, is that gone too far? Like, you know, I can just vision like all these families just like sitting around and just with their headsets on and not engaging in like conversations. And I reflect back to my childhood, probably with rose-tinted spectacles, but, you know, we would play like things like board games and always sit around the dinner table and speak and talk. And I think that I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that human connection, that bond with your family. And one rule that I have, even with my partner, is that when we go out for dinner or when we go out anywhere together, it's phones away. like, because there's always the danger of just picking up your phone or checking your emails, or there's always things pinging at you. And I think it's just, like you said, open lines of communication, but also maybe establishing some boundaries within the family as well, of like, between this time and this time, phones away, technology off, let's, you know, bond over, you know, conversation away from the technology. It's a minefield, and I don't think we're going to get it right, but it's just, again, important, I guess, to have these conversations, because it seems to be quite a hot topic at the minute as well. But what I'd like to transition onto now is that you're both extremely successful and established in your careers. And, you know, there's a lot of women that are listening to this right now that, you know, maybe they want to get promoted, maybe they want to take that next step up in their careers. What do you think is important to just sort of like to do week to week? What's helped you advance in your careers and keep on progressing? So Helen, let's go to you first. If, you know, advice to a woman listening to this, that, you know, she's listening to you both talk on this podcast now, and she's going, you know, I want to have the confidence to talk on a podcast. I want to have the confidence to do that. I want to advance in my career. How can I get ahead? How can I get promoted and get the, you know, get the career that I deserve?
Look, from my side, it's all about being open-minded and learn and explore those opportunities on your way, right? So, look, I've done in my career numerous online courses, some tutorials, right? So I've explored different resources that actually offered me hands-on experience and provided practical knowledge that could advance my tech journey. So again, the first lesson for me, always learn and be open-minded, right? The second one, it's all about actually engaging with communities and networks, right, of like-minded individuals. And it could be within your organization, also outside of your organization, right? So it's all about attending those meetups, join online forums, participate in different tech-related events. So it's pretty much the idea of surrounding yourself with supportive individuals who can provide some guidance, can advise how you can progress in your journey, right? You could learn from them and just get more confidence, I suppose. And I think the last one is, it's important to believe in your abilities, right? And again, don't be afraid to embrace any opportunity. You never know where this opportunity may lead into, right? So again, don't be afraid to take that next step towards potentially a rewarding opportunity, right? So again, open-minded, learn, surround yourself with individuals that you could bounce back ideas. And yes, embrace opportunity, embrace the change, and believe in yourself.
I love that. How about you, Maren?
Great summary, Helen. Look, yeah, I would agree. I think, you know, always being curious and learning is key. I mean, the world's moving at a very rapid rate, and so finding what that means for you, and everybody's different, you know, whether it's spending some time on a weekly basis of doing some reading or some research or listening to podcasts or whatever works for you. Just, and you know, we're all busy and we've got lots of things we're trying to do. But I think you've got to have some time for yourself across your week that is for you. That's about your own development, learning about yourself and researching, reaching out to people that you know, whether that be someone in the industry that you might be able to connect with someone else, or even a friend who is working in, doesn't have to be tech, but it could be within an industry around leadership, or that you can bounce ideas off, and continuing to sort of, yeah, be curious, asking questions. But I think we're just all so busy, you need to reflect and find time for yourself, because you can get through the week, and certainly I know it happens to all of us, and I can put my hand up, you know, in the sense that, you know, getting into the week, and I thought, what have I done for myself this week? I'm so busy with family and work and commitments that what am I doing to further myself, to grow myself, to whether it be through some exercise or it be connecting with people, but just being curious and thinking about where those key development areas and opportunities that you want to over time build And then using, you know, networks and research and references, and keep pushing. Have little goals, you know, set yourself on a monthly basis. I often look back and, you know, think about what are the two or three things that I really did for myself this month, and what am I going to do differently? And, you know, if I didn't get it done this month, okay, what am I going to do next month? And I know that sounds pretty simple and pretty base, but for me, we're all juggling many things. It's those little things that I think make a difference, and then you can sort of reset, refocus, but constantly, I think, being curious and being uncomfortable with being comfortable. I think at the end of the day, you know, we've got to push ourselves, challenge ourselves. That's where the real growth comes from. So I think just keep moving forward, one step at a time.
1,000,000% agree with everything you both just said there. And, you know, that whole pace of investing in yourself, it is so, so important. And like you said, Mary, like, we're all busy. We all have lots of things that we need to get done in the week. But I sometimes like to like double up, for example. So if I'm going to the gym or I'm going for a run, I'll be listening to a podcast at the same time. So it's like I try and like, you know, batch things together. So it's like when I'm exercising, I'm also feeding my mind and looking after my body at the same time. You know, if you're commuting to work, don't just shove the radio on or the news on or the music on, listen to a podcast. Like, constantly use opportunities, any sort of time you have, just to kind of fill your mind with all that goodness. Otherwise, you just, what else are you going to fill it with, right? And again, it's all about choice. I guess, like you just said then, it comes back to your goals. If you want to progress in your career, you have a choice to make. But if you don't constantly evolve yourself, push yourself, you're never going to get ahead. And that is the reality. It is a competitive marketplace out there. We've got to compete first and foremost with ourselves. We've got to be better than what we were yesterday. And we've got to constantly ask ourselves, like every single, at the end of each week, what did I do this week to push myself? What did I do this week to better myself? And just that constant reflection and building that self-awareness, I think, is absolutely key to really getting ahead in your career and getting that promotion or that, you know, career opportunity that you deserve. But look, finally, I mean, I appreciate you're both very busy women and you've got lots of things going on in your day. But what is next for you both? Like, Mary, you've obviously mentioned goals there. Like, you know, how important is that for both of you right now? Like, are you working towards something, you know, at 7-Eleven? Is there any exciting projects that you're working on at the minute? Or is there anything that you personally want to achieve in your careers? Like, where do you see yourself over the next sort of like 5-10 years? And how important is that to sort of have that goal to work towards, do you think? Helen, over to you first.
Thanks, Georgie. Look, definitely within 7-Eleven, we have multiple exciting initiatives in the background happening. So we're still continuing with our digital transformation. So we're still trying to ensure our customers have an amazing experience, and we're trying to increase our digital presence. So we're quite definitely looking forward to the next couple of years contributing to the business and growing our online digital presence and building exciting e-commerce features for our customers. That's definitely on the roadmap, and this is fantastic. But also, look, another part is I'm looking forward to seeing tech-wise to grow even further within the business. And absolutely, I really love the idea of mentorship and community engagement that we created so far. And it's kind of started from humble beginning of few women, and now it's a solid group of followers, 20 women. So definitely looking forward to next chapter from TechWise perspective. But look, in general, the goal next for me, look, I'm already accomplished a senior professional. I guess it's just how I can give my knowledge to other people. It's all about helping other women and other colleagues to grow within their industry, within their role, or transition to a new role. So it's all about how I can actually share my knowledge that I've accumulated for so many years. But at the same time, we'll definitely look forward to continuing contribution within the exciting digital space.
Amazing. How about you, Maren?
Yes, we've certainly got lots of exciting things happening at 7-Eleven, keeping us very busy on our roadmap as we continue to, as Helen said, sort of evolve our digital sort of transformation. So in the next couple of years, we'll be pretty busy, definitely just supporting and leading and executing on our plan. So from a personal point of view, tech-wise is pretty close to my heart, and Helen and the team are, been a great support, and a real focus for us over the next 12 months is to really build that out, but then look for other opportunities more broadly across the business as well, as we continue to look for women in leadership and evolving sort of our platform in that space. So I think we've got, as I said a little bit earlier, it's early days for us, so we've got lots of opportunities going forward, but we really want to use the next 12 to 18 months to foster and harness the work across the business. Personally, for me, juggling different things that I'm doing outside of work and in work, it's just building and learning and building my knowledge, particularly in the DevOps space. We're evolving in the tech tribe, so I've been doing a lot of reading in that space and continuing just to sort of build my knowledge and support the business. And as Helen said, I'm mentoring at the moment in the business, so whatever I can do to continue to support other women in the business in the moving forward and growing and the message across 7-Eleven is certainly a key focus in giving back. Being a little bit more older and maturer in the next few years, I think if we can make a difference in women and representation of women, particularly in tech at 7-Eleven, then I think that's a great step forward and we'll continue to focus on that. So, yeah.
Amazing. And I honestly want to say that I think that having been in your offices multiple times now, you do really get a great energy from the company itself, from the people working there. People generally look happy. People generally look like they're enjoying their work. And I mean that when I say it. I go into a lot of offices every week and I always actually look forward to coming into 7-Eleven offices because it's just got a nice feel to it. And you can't quite put your finger on it, but I think that ultimately is like, that's how I describe a good culture now. It's like how you make someone feel when they're in the business. It's how you're greeted at the reception. It's how you're welcomed. It's, I don't know, it's just sort of looking around and really paying attention. I'm quite, I guess observe like certain people and what they're doing, and everyone generally looks very happy and content. So I think keep up, the amazing work that you are doing in that business, Merin and Helen. And, we're going to be in the TechWise group again in a few weeks' time, which I know Pam and I are really looking forward to. But thank you so much for coming on today. I think it's really good to hear what is actually happening in these big organizations and just knowing that things are moving forward. Things are happening. Change is happening. And, it might not be happening maybe at the pace that we all would love, but it's the small steps and it's the steps that we all take as individuals as well. We could all just bury our head in the sand and leave it for someone else to do, but I love how proactive you're both being within your roles in the business. And I just want to take a moment to thank you both for the work that you are doing for women in tech, because it's so important and it's a topic very close to my heart and all of our hearts, I know. So thank you both for the work that you are doing and also for supporting Sisterhood Club and CH Solutions and the female-led business. Like it really does mean a lot. And I just want to take the moment to thank you both publicly as well. So it's been wonderful getting to know you both and I can't wait to work with you more. So where can I send people if they want to connect with you both? Obviously, you're both coming to the Sisterhood Club social, so I hope, so everyone can meet you there. But where else can I send them? Where are you most active? I'm guessing LinkedIn, but anywhere else we could send them to make sure that they can connect and reach out to you both?
So certainly for myself, LinkedIn is the best way to connect with me. So yeah, that'd be great.
Perfect.
Yep. Same. Very open on LinkedIn. Feel free to send me a message. Definitely would be happy to have a chat. And yes, looking forward to seeing more faces in the coming weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And Yeah, again, you know, the event obviously is sponsored by 7-Eleven. So, you know, huge thank you to all the work that you're doing to support women in business and women in tech. We really appreciate it. But thank you so much. And I really hope everyone listening to this has got some really good inspiration today and hopefully feels positive and optimistic about the future of technology. And if you are thinking about it as a career choice, you know, please reach out to Maren and Helen and ask them and, you know, just sort of, you know, pick their brains about, you know, what should they do? Are there opportunities coming up at 7-Eleven? So make sure you do that. And I can't wait to bring you many more episodes. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoy these episodes, the number one thing you can do to help us grow and keep spreading our mission and message is to hit the subscribe button. And if you have time, give us a quick rating. Appreciate each and every one of you who tune in every week. And we look forward to bringing you many more episodes this year. Take care.